Showtime.
The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The buffet that we used to frequent and go through when I was a college student was the buffet at Sizzler.
What happened to you yesterday?
I got mugged.
You got mugged?
Mugged?
Well, I wouldn't have minded it so much, but I was running home to go to the bathroom.
Is Sizzler still a thing?
Not here.
I haven't seen a Sizzler.
Not here.
God, it was a boy.
That was like a big deal when we got to go to the Sizzler buffet. Ooh, watch out.
Well, why didn't you use the bathroom in the building? It was full. And I tried a few other places, you know, but that didn't work. I mean, it was an emergency, Jerry. I was really percolating.
We need to do a show, all of us together, from a Sizzler, and we can eat the buffet all day long as we broadcast to you.
I don't need to be.
ESPN Milwaukee 94.5.
I don't need to be crapping through a screen door.
But now I got a big problem, buddy.
What is it?
Well, I waited so long, I missed my chance.
You didn't go?
No, and now I can't get it back.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Lattis.
Running her mouth, she wants to ride it. She's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever. She's too excited. Her man looks like he
wants. We can't take credit for this question, but I am curious if people would feel differently. Jim, Matt, and Molly yesterday on ESPN Madison posed this to their loyal listeners. Would you give up 5 years of the Packers making the playoffs for the Brewers to win a World Series? Brewers, of course, still have the best record in baseball. Brewers open a series against the Mets, which are a pretty good little team themselves. You know, it'll be a good test for the Brewers, see if they can continue to clip off wins. Brewers getting close to that double-digit win streak. Not trying to jinx it. I'm just saying they're getting there. I know you said that they would not have another double-digit win streak.
Well, I mean, saying they're close would imply that they're at 8 or 9.
Well, they're close.
What are they at?
6.
Yeah, yeah. Over halfway.
That's optimistic.
That's been the theme of this whole thing. So give me your reasons why you would or would not give up 5 years of the Packers making the playoffs. I would give up 5 years, and here's why. In my mind, 5 years goes by in the blink of an eye. We are already almost 5 years from when the Bucks won the title. Like, and that feels at times like yesterday. I think you could forgo 5 years of making the postseason for the Green Bay Packers and sit with the World Series win for the Milwaukee Brewers. I think a lot of people in the state care about the Milwaukee Brewers. I think where we have talked about the distinction of the Bucks being more of maybe a southeastern Wisconsin, that's where the fan base seems most concentrated. I think there are so many people who have been following this team year in and year out, decade in and deck out, their entire lifetimes, who have enjoyed the highs of some of the teams. You know, we talk about 82 a lot. We talk about some of the 2000s, that getting over the hump would be worth it to them, and they would give up the postseason for 5 years with the Packers, Gabe.
Yeah, it's easy. I've seen two Packers Super Bowl wins. Nobody has ever seen a Brewers. And that's what even makes it different from the Bucks. Because the Bucks, when they won, which was 4 years ago, again, fitting your narrative with your math and whatnot,
yeah,
over
exactly.
There.
It was almost 5 years ago. That's what I said.
Literally less than a month ago, celebrated the fourth anniversary.
I know.
Of
I said 5 years goes just, by like that.
Just rounding up and down whenever it fits the narrative.
But
people saw. Like, that was the first time I saw a Bucks championship. There are people alive who have seen both. There's not a person alive who's ever seen a Brewers World Championship. Haven't seen it. Hasn't happened. Sign me up. I cannot imagine. Imagine what, I mean, the parade for the Bucks was insane. The everything that happened around the Bucks was insane. And it's going to be more for the Brewers if they pull this off.
And what was their pull in that percentage-wise?
Oh, I haven't seen it.
75.
75% would do?
Would give up. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it'll be that high on our show. 5 years is a long time.
It is not.
It's not. It is. 5 years of crap.
It doesn't
matter.
No one's saying it has to be crap. You just miss. They're not saying that you go 0-17. They're not saying you get two wins. You could be a decent team. You could have a decent season and miss the playoffs. And that's what I would sign up for.
Yeah,
at this point,
this is...
can you have a decent season in the NFL and miss the playoffs?
I mean,
seven make it from each conference.
Could you go 9-8 and miss the playoffs?
Sure.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Sure.
8-9. They go 8-9. Yeah, it's a losing record.
Which I remember when they went 8-9 Aaron Rodgers last year. That wasn't fun.
I'm not saying it's going to be fun. I'm just saying let's make it as painless as possible.
5 years, but you have to watch every game. That would be... I mean, I would do it.
No, you wouldn't. Just...
You don't even watch every game now.
Yeah,
that right there.
Maybe I wouldn't do it just because I'd have to watch every game. I don't... It's easy to say, but just think how nuts people are about their Packers.
All right, let me,
nuts, insane, crazy.
Let me provide some perspective, okay? Having grown up in Northern Illinois, worked in Chicago, was in Connecticut covering all the things when the Cubs made their World Series run.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid who grew up cheering for that team, watching them win the World Series in 2016 will go down as a core memory in my lifetime, along with the birth of my children, along with getting married and all of those other things. When I am on my deathbed, guys, I will remember having been in Cleveland for Game 7 when the Chicago Cubs, the team that I rooted for as a child, where we would take the L down to Wrigley, watch the games during the day, sing the seventh inning stretch, Harry Carey, all of it. It was a culmination for me in my lifetime that carries a lot of weight. And so for Brewers fans to be able to have that experience as well, I think it's magnificent.
Yes, but the difference is the Bears suck. So you could say, not make the playoffs for 20 years. Yeah, that's fine. Who cares? Right?
I think Gabe's point of that he has seen two Packers Super Bowl wins in his lifetime sort of eases that angst a little bit.
Plus, there's no guarantee that when you make the playoffs those five times for the Packers, that that's producing a championship.
Like, did you watch?
I would rather take the guaranteed championship. Give it to me.
Did you guys watch Hard Knocks?
I did not watch the first episode. No.
The new one?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so they had their family night. They call it Red and Blue or something like that. Big deal, right? Ooh. The Bills.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's their, and the Bills are a lot like Green Bay, small market, huge fan base, right?
Mm-hmm.
Insane. The lower bowl was just full, and that's it. We just had Packers family night,
yeah,
and the whole place
60,000
is packed. So it's easy to say. I'm just saying, I don't think the poll.
I honestly don't think
the poll here finishes
75%. I honestly think that a Brewers World Series would be more euphoric than even a Packers World Series or Packers Super Bowl win, because Packers fans, like Brewers fans, feels like we're pretty united. Like, everybody's united. Packers fans, we got like a civil war thing going on between the green package and the gold package and people yelling at old people yelling at the younger crowd to sit down. Like, we've got things we still need to sort out as Packer fans. It seems like everybody is united when it comes to the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't hear anybody getting yelled at to sit down or blaming anybody else for whatever tickets are being sold. People are showing up to AmFam Field and having a good time. We don't have that animosity. And I feel, again, maybe it's because we didn't see one 15 years ago. There's a euphoric nature when you win that championship. And when the Brewers do that, it's going to be the entire fan base. There's
going to
be
that.
A small portion of the fan base that the next time the Packers win a Super Bowl are going to be like, well, it's about time.
All right, if you said
there's going to be a small, it's not a big portion, but there's going to be a small. There's not going to be a single Brewers fan that goes, oh, it's about time. No, everybody is going to be opening up the Miller Lights, Stone Cold Steve Austin, just double shot.
All right, if you had a poll right now, rank 1 to 3 your favorite sports teams in Wisconsin. How does the poll go?
Oh, the Packers are running away with it.
That's why I don't know if people would do it.
But think about your experience that you told us about earlier this week at the State Fair.
I don't remember. Hopefully this isn't on reach you. What did I say?
Well, hopefully it is, since he's about to tell you the answer.
What did you experience in terms of people wearing sports gear?
Oh, it was, 15-1.
In favor of?
The Brewers.
Brewers fever is so real right now, everybody's got it.
Hold on. Throughout the state or in Milwaukee?
Well, the fair is actually a pretty good representative of the state.
Mm-hmm. It is?
Because a lot of people come.
A lot of people, too. Coming from up and over. And
the one thing that the stadium that the Brewers have, I feel, has really united the state in terms of being Brewers fans. Because if you live up in Eau Claire and you came down for a game in the 90s, you're crossing your fingers the entire drive down, hoping that it doesn't get rained out at County Stadium. Now you come down for a game at AmFam, you know that bad boy's getting played, no matter what. No matter what the weather is, you're coming down, that game's getting played.
I think that has
helped grow their popularity throughout the
MLB state. MLB screws up. Who the Packers play first game of the year?
They play the Lions.
All right. Packers playing Lions, Brewers in the playoffs. People have the Packer game on and the Brewer game in the background, or people have the Brewer game on and the Packer game in the background?
Gabe's just going to check because I don't think that timeline. Well,
no, I'm just saying, hypothetically.
Well, we go. You know what, though? Go further on the schedule.
Yeah, because September, the regular season.
I want a good game. I don't want a crap game. Give me a good game.
He's going to look for a good game. We'll come back with that. We got to get to Reach You as well, but I want to get to some of this reaction, guys, because a lot of people are weighing in with their thoughts on, would you give up 5 years of Packers playoffs for one World Series for the Brewers? And here's what Chef Ed says. Hell yeah. I lived through the 70s and the 80s. I would give up 20 years for the Brewers to win a World Series. Sam says, hard no. Would it even be fun if we knew the outcome? Sports fandom is best when we don't know what's going to happen. And meanwhile, Greg says, 5 years easy as long as they still beat the Bears and the Vikings. 5 years of missing the playoffs would mean Goody, Love, and LaFleur would all be gone, though.
So I'm going to one-up you here, Chew, because there is a specific game in late October that everybody is jazzed for. And if the Brewers are in the World Series, there's a good chance they're going head-to-head. Packers at Steelers, October 26th.
I'm sorry.
World Series...
Put
game,
it on the poll.
World Series game whatever is on my television, and I'll worry about Aaron Rodgers versus the Packers later. Not even close. Not even a hesitation.
It's crazy you have to double take that, Chewy.
I don't know.
All right, think about it. Okay. We'll bring it back. I got to tell you about one of the best purchases I've made in the last couple of years. I love using a sauna when I'm on the road, when I'm at a gym, but I thought, what if I had one in my home? Well, Good Health Saunas made that possible for me. I was redoing my basement and I said, I would like to have a sauna. Saw one at the fair, at the Expo Center, like many of you have when you're walking around the Expo Center. And I thought, I am going to purchase that. And the benefits have been fantastic. They're a local company based right here in Appleton and Waukesha. So I also feel like we're supporting a local team. Stop by the Good Health Saunas booth inside the Expo Center at this year's State Fair or go to goodhealthsaunas.com/Jen and check out their full lineup of saunas that you can have in your home in no time. You'll also get $500 to $800 off if you mention my name, Jen, at Good Health Saunas or goodhealthsaunas.com.
Jen, Gabe, and Chewy continues next on 94.5 ESPN.
I have reached the phase of life where organization matters a lot. Clutter bothers me. If you are looking to bring more organization and beauty to your home, I cannot recommend Closets by Design enough. I've been working with Doug and his team in Mequon for the past few months. They helped me design a warm, incredible, organized space for my closet. What really stood out during the process was the personal attention that I got. They took the time to understand what my needs were, showed me a lot of great options, and made sure that everything I have will fit in my space and style perfectly. Closets by Designs has been a leader in custom storage solutions since 1982. That's basically my whole life. Combining quality, beauty, and a true commitment to customer satisfaction. It's a national brand, yes, but Doug and his team in southeastern Wisconsin bring a personal, local touch based right in Mequon with a beautiful showroom that you can visit. No obligation, in-home consultations, custom designs, and the best value in the industry. What more could you want? If you are ready, like me, to get organized, call Closets by Design in Mequon and tell them that Jen from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy sent you. So I do like that people are rolling this forward, guys. They're saying that, okay, but if we miss the playoffs for five straight years, whether that's beating the Bears or the Vikings or whatever the caveats are that people are putting on it, it is likely that Goody and LaFleur and maybe even Love would be gone and that would initiate a rebuild in Green Bay. Do you agree with that as sort of the unintended consequence of your wager?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Right? Missing it 5 years.
Didn't think about it. Didn't care.
Why are your heels so dug in? All I'm asking you, both of you, World Series, Brewers playing the Yankees, Packers playing Steelers. You're in your man cave.
Yeah.
Right? You have a 90-inch TV in front of you, and on the sidewall you have a 50-inch.
Mm-hmm.
What game and volume do you have on the 90, and what do you have on the smaller TV? I'm sorry, I have the Packers Steelers with the audio on the 90,
yeah,
and I have the Brewers on the side.
I mean, one of those games matters, the other really doesn't. So I'm putting Brewers on both. Surround sound, obviously, with the game. Because it's the World Series!
I mean, he's
I don't
right.
need any
It's a regular season game. Yes, there is a lot of, there's a storyline, there's a major storyline there. But from a significant standpoint, it's not even close.
I can go back after the Brewers game is over, and I can watch that Packers game.
Of course, if you did make this wager with the devil, we know that the Packers are going to lose that game against the Steelers. So you could argue it's not, that doesn't even matter. I know that they're going to lose this game because they're going to have 5 years of losing seasons.
I will say, for anybody who's actually worried about this, baseball has avoided playing a World Series game up against the NFL and a Sunday night. They've avoided it every year since 2021.
What do you think people are doing, though? I don't know. I mean, maybe in Milwaukee, but Green Bay?
Yeah, Green Bay, yeah, sure. But all over the state, I'm guessing it's going to be...
The Brewers on the big one?
Brewers on the big one. I understand it's Rodgers, but also people are... Here's what people are going to do. Oh, I was sick of Rodgers when he left anyway. I don't care. And they're going to dive in head first when Miz is pitching in the World Series. And
what if they're playing
Detroit?
What if they're playing Detroit? Because people are kind of done with Rodgers.
It doesn't matter. If the Packers are playing Detroit?
Yes.
Chewy, it doesn't matter. It's a regular season game versus the World Series.
Is the game still sold out in Green Bay?
Yeah, I mean, both games would be sold out. Yeah, people are still going to go to the game if it was like a Packers
home
game.
I'm not so sure.
Chewy, do you realize how insane being in a World Series is?
Yes.
I mean, and also for a team that has never been. The Brewers have never been in a World Series. I know I got people popping off in the YouTube stream talking about the Braves.
There are people, Chew, that would take advantage and be able to go to a Packers game pretty cheap. Because I'm guessing tickets wouldn't be that much on the secondary market.
Detroit,
yeah, it wouldn't be. It wouldn't be. The Brewers would be the hottest ticket in town. It would be impossible to get inside American Family Field. It would be real easy to get inside Lambeau.
Retired Navy fella on the YouTube stream says, I want to see the Brewers win a World Series title before I die. Give it to me, and I would gladly give up 5 years of Packers playoffs. I've already lived through that. LOL. Well, yeah, sure. There were stretches there where the Packers were just not good. When the Brewers make the World Series, I'll be taking out a second mortgage and going to AmFam Field for those games. Packers can buzz my phone with their score updates. That from Ashton in Sheboygan. My first love is baseball.
Oh, love through a touchdown? Cool.
My first love is Brewers baseball, says JJ in the 608. I would take 5 years without the playoffs for the Packers in exchange for a Brewers ship. I think the pill results are age. I don't know what pit poll.
Poll.
Poll results are age and geography dependent. If you're too young to remember a recent Green Bay title or live far enough from Milwaukee but are not a Brewers fan. And then Nick says, Brewers fever is real. I was on an Alaskan cruise last week. Tons of people wearing Brewers gear. In Alaska!
I mean, it's a cool logo.
Yeah.
Cool logo.
I wonder how many Brewers... You know, when they go up to watch practice and stuff, there's probably, what, a couple thousand? No?
Well, when, like, people go up like to watch Packers practice? Yeah.
I wonder how many people wear Brewers gear.
Not many.
No?
Maybe you throw in a Brewers hat. It's something you're doing for your Packers. You know, you're throwing your Packers gear on. Some good things if you're going to check out the ballpark this weekend, though.
What do you got?
Well, you got the Christian Yelich bobblehead.
Ooh.
You got the Miz. I was wearing the Miz t-shirt yesterday.
I like it.
The Miz t-shirt. That's the giveaway on Sunday. Another t-shirt giveaway on Tuesday during the homestand. The big one, so there's a couple big ones this month. You got the Euchre Celebration of Life on the 24th, and then the Euchre giveaway on the 23rd. Euchre, a golf umbrella giveaway.
They also just announced the King Vaughn.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Vaughn
they just
shirts.
Announced that, yes.
Oh, when do those get?
First 10,000, I believe it's late August.
Yeah, so it's not this homestand, but the next homestand for the King Vaughn t-shirt. So this homestand, you've got the Miz t-shirt, so get there early on Sunday, and then next homestand, you've got the King Vaughn t-shirt.
How do you guys feel about people who have been manipulating the call, get up, get up, get out of here, Vaughn.
It's fine.
It's fine.
You don't like it? I didn't know if it was like sacrilegious to mess with a euchre call.
No, it's fine. Have fun with it. I know that just the way the broadcast team held euchre and the reverence in which they did the get up, get out, get out of here, gone call for him
mm-hmm.
in the first home run of the year at Yankee Stadium, and then they retired the call. So I can't imagine anyone on that team is going to adopt it. But if fans want to have fun with it, they can have fun with it.
Dave said, did Jen just say the Brewers were never in the World Series? Brewers have never won a World Series. That's a clarification, housekeeping there. Greg weighing in saying, Chewy is out of his damn mind. And Chef Ed says, I'm going to walk the 3 blocks to the 3rd Street Market and give Gabe a high five. Go Brewers. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We've got Reachu coming up next. Stick around. This August, you have a ticket to a cash carnival at Pottawatomie. Play with your rewards card and earn entries to win your share of $300,000 in cash and prizes. Prize drawings are every Thursday through August 28th. Your fortune awaits at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. More information is available online. That's Pottawatomie.com. Must be 21 years old and a rewards member to play.
Your state, your teams, your ESPN. The ESPN Wisconsin app. Find the ESPN Wisconsin app in the Apple or Android app stores today. More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
You know what I say, happy wife, happy life, and that usually means a visit to my guy Dino, the dancing machino at the Jewelry Center Earrings Custom Jewelry and Repair Services. The Jewelry Center does it all, including top-of-the-line engagement rings. And when that day comes for my four boys, take their next step in their lives, you can bet they'll be heading into the Jewelry Center for their engagement rings. The Jewelry Center offers great deals and selections on both lab-grown and naturally mined diamonds for rings. Plus, you always hear about how Gabe went there, had a great experience with their specialist to pick out that perfect ring. Stop into any one of their 3 locations, Brookfield, Greenfield, or Burlington today, or check out the full inventory online at shoptjc.com.
Think you know the show better than the average ESPN Milwaukee fan? Now's your chance to prove it. It's time to play The Week in Reachu.
How you feeling, Chew?
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Spite, because you don't agree with me. I think when push comes to shove, everyone talks big until the day comes. All right, go ahead. I got that out.
Is that a takes one to know one situation?
Charlene?
Because you talk big until...
Oh, I do.
until the day comes.
That'd be a check.
All right, we've got 5 questions, things that you have said throughout the course of the week. We quiz you to see if you remember saying them. 5 questions, you get 3 right, you win. You get 3 wrong, you lose. You're ready to play.
Yeah.
Will, take it away. Question number 1.
I mean, it's like he has picture frames in his house with nothing in them.
Oh, just the generic, just the generic picture that comes with it when you bought it at Target?
Yeah. I like the frame.
What did you say was like having empty picture frames?
Mr. Blue Screen.
Will's phone background just being
What's
blue.
The screen now?
I changed it back to blue because the Andrew Vaughn was creeping me out a little bit.
So he's back.
I don't think you should change anything Andrew Vaughn while he's in the midst of a 12-game hit streak.
Well, I changed it, and then I changed it back before the game started and hit a home run. So
you're saying you got to keep it blue screen now.
I don't want to mess with it.
All right.
One for one.
I kind of like that. Yep.
Question number 2.
I guarantee I'm not alone.
No.
I guarantee
I'm not alone. Get out of here.
What did you guarantee that you're not alone on?
I have no idea.
There's got to be more context here. Play it again.
Well, it feels like I'm alone.
That does not happen. No, Chewie, get out of here.
No idea? Not alone.
It's not the boogers, is it?
Oh, good call. In the pocket.
Well, you don't get that.
No, I know, but that was good.
I was just trying to think of banana stuff you said this week, and that was the first one that came to mind.
That would be picking your nose and putting your boogers in your pocket.
I'm not alone.
Which Chewy says he does not do
anymore.
As a kid, yeah.
You didn't even specify as a kid.
That's true.
We talked about this earlier.
That would have helped your case if you said, when I was a little snot-nosed kid, I used to put it in my pocket.
You made it seem like you used to do that, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago. All right, 1-1. Pivotal question number 3.
Day 1. Rip on Chewie as much as you can.
Where did you say that that's what they tell people?
Oh, producer school. Which they do. Kind of like your secret little text chain there that I'm not involved in.
Producer school.
You think Will has a diploma from producer's school?
He's gotten very cocky.
They had a...
I'll say this. He's gotten the cockiest from when he started working here till now.
And you're going to take credit for that, aren't you?
Yeah.
So compared to...
Ashton took forever.
Josh
is always a smart ass.
Yeah, that's right? Who he is, yeah. But you think that producer school, they fast-tracked him.
He's closer to Josh than he is Ashton. Fair?
I'd say it's fair, yeah.
You're not going to want it to be fair because now I'm going to come at you every day. We're going to see if you got any at the old wedding.
Compared to what? You come at him every day when he's here.
Mm-hmm.
Fair.
That's how we found out about his background being blue.
Fair. Fair.
All right, you can wrap this bad boy up with question number 4.
Oh, me. But I'd push the envelope.
What did you say that you would lead the show in?
The check marks?
Oh. Nailed it!
Oh, okay.
Nailed it!
If he didn't just bring that up before the segment started, I don't think he would have got it.
Wait, who brought it up? We were talking check marks before this segment?
Chewie checked himself.
What are you being, me?
I wasn't listening. You checked yourself right before?
I said it to... No, you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But wasn't me. That could have been. Wow!
Yeah.
Let's just play question number 5 some bleeps and giggles.
When I hear the door shut in the garage, I got to change the channel immediately. Oh, Seinfeld.
No, so that's not the question.
Okay.
Hold on.
What do you change the channel to when you hear the garage door
X-Men.
Opening?
Yeah. But now she's smart enough now. She's like, are those reruns? I'm like, yes, everything I watch. So they just sat there. They're such... My wife and my daughter sat there to placate me because I guess we already watched the Earnhardt number 4.
Uh-huh.
Which we may have. I don't know. I don't remember. But they were just sitting there with their face on, waiting for me to go to bed. And then they laughed and turned the channel.
Don't you guys have multiple televisions in your house?
Yeah.
Is this like forced interaction or something?
Yeah, a little family time in the living room, watching a documentary that apparently they've already seen the ending.
But they think I have a problem with the reruns.
That you enjoy them too much?
Yeah.
I mean, what else is on in the middle of the day?
I know, exactly.
Unless the Brewers are playing in the middle of the day.
Like, Maisel's another one. If I watch Maisel, I get yelled at.
Because you've already seen it?
44 times, yeah.
The whole series?
I just watch 2 of them over and over and over.
Seasons or episodes?
Episodes.
Yeah, that one.
Is that a problem?
2 episodes? There's like, how many seasons? 6 seasons? 5 seasons of Maisel?
Yeah, but these are the best ones.
That's fair.
You think I need therapy?
Oh,
not for that.
Independent of this conversation.
This is?
I don't think you need therapy for watching
reruns.
Absolutely.
Okay. So it's normal?
I wouldn't say that either, yeah, but exactly. I don't think it's a problem.
I'm not comfortable using that word with you at all.
Go that far.
Hey, I won.
But listen, since we're talking therapy, guys, I got some friends over at BetterHelp, and this is an ad for BetterHelp. These days, it feels like there's advice for everything. You got cold plunges, you got gratitude journals, you got screen detoxes, and all of those could work for you. With the internet and information overload about mental health and wellness, it can be a little intimidating to know what's true and what will actually work when you are struggling. I have benefited from therapy. I've been doing it for about 15 years. It has really helped me navigate things that come up, challenges in my life. And that's why I feel so strongly that if you find yourself in a situation where you are struggling, therapy could be the answer. BetterHelp has more than 30,000 therapists. It's the world's largest online therapy platform, having served more than 5 million people globally. And it works. The App Store has a rating of 4.9 out of 5 that's based on 1.7 million client reviews. The largest online therapy provider in the world can provide access to mental health professionals with a diverse variety of expertise at the click of a button. And our listeners get 10% off their first month if they put in BetterHelp.com/timeout. That's BetterHelp.com/timeout because we are all better with help.
More Jen, Gabe, and Chewy coming up on 94.5 ESPN.
Here we go.
Heading to the State Fair this weekend. We were there yesterday and we'll be there on Sunday as well. So if you swing through the Expo Center, make sure to stop by the Good Health Saunas booth. I saw it yesterday. Tons of beautiful saunas, many markdown. It helps with recovery after workouts, gives me more energy and flexibility. My skin looks better and the detox benefits are huge. Visit goodhealthsaunas.com or swing by the Wisconsin State Fair. Tell them Jen sent you and you'll get $500 to $800 off of your purchase. People are torn on this. There are some people who would be willing to give up 5 years of playoffs for the Green Bay Packers, and there are other people who say no way in hell. I know we put it on the YouTube stream and ask people to weigh in. Right now, 60% of people are saying they would, in fact, give up Packers making the playoffs for 5 years for the Brewers to win a World Series. So it's a 60-40 split right now on the YouTube stream. Chewy, you think we're crazy. You think that Packers is so important, people are so crazy about the Packers that they would never have losing seasons year after year after year after year after year. The World Series wouldn't cover it.
I would do it, but I just think, you know, your diehard Packer fans being into year two of this deal would be like, what did I do? What did I do? Because at the end of the day, they're still number one and there's still a gap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what's the cutoff, though? I was wondering where it definitely would flip. Eight is way too many, right? You wouldn't do eight. Would you do eight?
I'd do eight.
You need to go home because you're not the sample size we're looking for.
10? Would you do 10?
10,
Gabe. I might do 10.
Would you do 12?
There's a lot of numbers you could say right now. I got Brewer's fever.
So the thing is that a lot of people lived through the 90s. A lot of people, not the 90s, the 80s, 70s, 70s, and 80s, when the team was not good. If there's anybody who remembers that, like, you survived, right? Like, that'd be my argument if I were making a case for this. You survived the 70s and 80s.
I think it 50-50, it flips to 8, even 7. 7 years, five, no playoffs.
In terms of the poll, I feel like, yeah.
Five's
five,
fair.
Five seems like five's the fair, fair number. You start getting closer to 10, and it's, yeah. It's going to flip.
Chris from Brookfield weighing in saying, if I had to rank the teams, it would go Brewers number one, Packers number two, Badgers number three, Bucks number four. I'm a baseball player at heart from Milwaukee, so World Series every day and twice on Sunday.
Yeah, that's fair. You're a baseball fan. Wouldn't expect anything less. Right, but which you are.
He's not the only baseball fan. There are other baseball fans out there. Woodruff on the hill tonight, obviously, as the Brewers get back in action. How are we feeling about this series, Gabe, against the Mets?
Sweep?
No. I don't think I'm going here, folks.
We are drunk on the Brewers.
I'm not going into any series going sweep. Because, again, easily. it wasn't that long ago that they lost two out of three to the Marlins. Right? Like, it wasn't that long. In fact, it was just, you know, 2 weeks ago in which that happened.
Who are they playing?
Playing the Mets.
Oh, they're pretty good.
They are currently one of the wild card teams.
They'll lose one game,
win the series. Yeah. Win two out of three. Just keep picking those off and see where you're at the end of the year.
But if they win every series going forward, that does sort of align with my thing about only losing six games in the month of August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really hard to do.
I know it's hard, but I don't think you do it.
I don't think you understand how hard that is. Correct.
We are so drunk on the Brewers' success over here. I'm making these claims that they will only lose six games in the entire month of August. Gabe, didn't you say that the best month in baseball, which team, I don't know who it was, but had lost seven games?
Seven games, correct.
Who was it?
I think it was the Astros. Brewers are right behind. I think like the Astros, like 19-7. Brewers' best month this year was 18-7.
Wow.
Which I believe was last month when, you know, you had the All-Star break in there to kind of help out with the less games.
We're halfway to West.
When your team is doing so well,
yeah.
There's obviously superstitions and whatnot, and guys will have the thing you mentioned, the Brett shaving his goatee or whatever earlier. How do you operate? Do you think about it? Try not to think about it? Do you just try to, like, keep everything as the same as possible. These guys are on a winning streak right now. They are the best team in baseball right now. How do you keep all of that noise from infiltrating and affecting your performance?
Just keep doing what you're doing, you know? I mean, I talk about 96 all the time. We had that little hiccup, but then we get to the playoffs. None of those games were close.
No.
We blew out San Fran. Mm-hmm. We wound up blowing out Carolina, and then we blew out, really, New England.
Yeah. You hit the number on the head.
Yeah. But football's so much different than baseball. And Craig brought up the Eagles this past year. Eagles were beating anyone, right? That's how good they were at the end of the year.
Yeah, you kind of knew.
They were unbelievable.
Yeah, you kind of knew going into the playoffs that was going to be the best team, even though they were the 2 seed because the Lions were so beat up.
Can that happen in baseball? Has it happened in baseball?
What?
Where you just walk. You win 4-1. You win, you know, whatever.
Yeah, so, yeah, there are teams that, yes, get there and get hot and then just walk. Yes.
Just walk all the way.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
That has happened. It doesn't always happen. Like last year, so the Dodgers won the World Series in 5 games last year, 4-1 over the Yankees. They had to go to 5 games against the Padres in the divisional series.
Yeah.
They won that one 3-2. It took them to game 5. They had to win the last game of that series to advance.
Yes.
So it's just, baseball can be funky sometimes.
I just want a steamrolling. That's it.
It's tough to do.
Yeah.
Speaking of steamrolling, that's how the poll is turning out this morning. Steamrolling, give me a World Series. Packers in the playoffs losing 75-25 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors poll. And we asked you, if the Brewers make the World Series and play on October 26th, are you watching the Brewers World Series game or the Packers versus the Steelers? Jordan Love versus Aaron Rodgers. 83% of people say, give me that World Series.
Two words for you, Chew.
Suck it.
He's on a roll.
That is two check marks.
Will D and Tosh is next on ESPN Milwaukee.